3:32 e nós estamos ao telefone com Bruce Halabisky, que vai estar aqui bem pertinho de nós no New Bedford, e ele já vai falar mais, porque principalmente para falar sobre a rica herança do baleeiro açoriano. Hi Bruce, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to WGFD.
Thanks.
We know that you're going to be here in New Bedford for an event that it's going to be on the William Museum on October 17, correct?
That's correct, at 6 o'clock in the evening.
You're going to be the speaker for that event, because you have been involved on building and restoring Azorian boats with the Azorian builders, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to talk about my involvement in, it was actually the first whaleboat, Azorian whaleboat, to be built in 50 years. And that was back in 1996 on the island of Fayal. I went there to just see if it was possible to build one of these. And fortunately, there was a builder, João Tavares of Pico, and I worked with him to build a boat called the Bella Vista. And that was launched in Horta Harbor, and then it was later shipped back to New Bedford and now lives in New Bedford. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that history of whaling in the Azores and then that transition to building these boats to mainly to be raced, but not for whaling.
And you helped to restore the Azorean whaleboat Senhora Santana, is that right, in the early 1990s?
That's correct. That's what really started it all. And that was in Maine, actually, when I was an apprentice. We restored one of these beautiful Azorean whaleboats, and there was a man in Maine who was Portuguese. He had some Portuguese ancestry, and he said, I want one of those. Can you build me one? And to the credit of the guy that ran the school, Lance Lee, he said, yeah, we could build you one here in Maine, but if you want that real thing, we should go to the Azores and see if we can build it. And we had no idea if the tradition was totally dead or if it was possible. So I was sent there in 1996 just to see, can we still build these? And to be honest, when I first got there, it looked like it was not possible. I was looking for any builders. There were none that I could find, and it was only just before I was leaving the island that I ran across this man, João Tavares, who turned out not only to be a wonderful builder, but also a good teacher. So he showed me how these boats were built.
Good. So are you able to build one on your own now?
Yeah. We built the Bella Vista in about 6 months. There were three of us. So me and another American and João. And later I went back to the museum in New Bedford and laid the keels for two more. And actually João, he ended up building quite a few more in the Azores. I was back there about 5 years ago, and there were several dozen whale boats being raced at the Semana do Mar in Fayal, and it was exciting for me to see that how many boats were there. You know, it was broadcast on television, on the radio. If you've been to that event, it's a really colorful, very competitive, and it's a really fun event. I feel like if the tradition had died out in 1996, I'm afraid that maybe that would have been lost.
Bruce, in 2018, you were awarded the Blue Water Medal. What happened on that year?
Yeah, that's it's kind of another story, but that was for an 11-year voyage around the world that I did with my wife on a relatively small wooden boat. We spent 11 years sailing around the world, and we had our two daughters born on that trip.
That
medal was awarded last year for a significant voyage, which our voyage qualified for that. And it relates to the Azores a little bit, because on that voyage I sailed back through all the islands and was able to see these whaleboats that I'd had a small part 20 years earlier.
So you really have a passion for the ocean, right? And of course for the Azores.
That's correct. And I think all Portuguese people can be very proud of these Azorean whaleboats. They are spectacular boats. They took the idea of the American whaleboat, which you might come across in many scenes in Moby Dick, the novel, but they made the boats bigger, faster, big sails, more colorful. You know, these boats are like a typical Azorean whaleboat might be 42 feet long, just 6 feet wide, and only 18 inches deep. So it's like a needle with a huge amount of sail. And that's a result of very competitive environment in the Azores, where different villages were trying to be the first onto a whale. And the result was very, very fast, elegant boats. So when you see an Azorean whaleboat, if you are Portuguese, you can really be proud of the evolution of that shape.
Yes, yes, and I am. So we can say that the whaleboats of the Azores evolved over the 100 years, and they become some of the most beautiful, like you said, and efficient working vessels in the world.
That's correct, yeah.
It is something for us to be proud of. Yeah, you're right. Bruce, let's talk about the event on October 17th. So you're gonna talk about all of your experience with the
Yeah. So there's a reception at 6, and then I'll have a slideshow at 6:30. And really, I'm just gonna talk more about this history of the whaleboat, and specifically the Azorean whaleboat, and then my involvement in that project in 1996. Which was a big deal in Horta Harbor when that boat went in the water. I feel like it awakened something in the Azorean people that was always there, but maybe they didn't know it until that boat went in the water. And mm-hmm. then at that time, there were still men that had whaled earlier in their youth. So when we took that first sail out in Horta Harbor, we had whaling men on board, and they wanted to show me how skilled they were at operating that vessel. So for me, it was a very exciting time to be in the Azores and to be building what really could be considered an icon of the Azores.
So you will explore the, let's say, it is a rich heritage of the Azorean whaleboat, and that's what you're going to explore, not because you read about it, but because of your own experience.
That's correct, yeah. I was lucky enough to be there at the right time and to have this wonderful teacher, Joao Tavares. And then after that, actually, I produced a book along with Lance Lee, who's the founder of that school that I went to. And we brought in a French watercolor artist, Yvonne Lacour, and he did a series of beautiful watercolors of the construction of the Bella Vista, which resulted in a book published a few years after, like maybe in 1999, called Twice Around the Loggerhead. And so that was one result of that project. It was just a beautiful kind of coffee table style book outlining the construction of the Bella Vista.
Good. So all of this will take place at the New Bedford Whaling Museum on October 17th. As you already said, reception will begin at 6 p.m., so reception begins at 6 p.m. and your presentation will start at 6:30.
That's correct. Yes, part of a sailor series that they have there. And I think you can find more information on their website, whalingmuseum.org.
Right.
So I hope to see a lot of people there, and particularly Portuguese people. I think it'll be exciting to look at some of the images of these boats.
Good. So you have a lot to show, a lot to talk about, and a lot to teach us. We know about all these boats. We know, and we are proud of it. But like you, of course, you have a lot to teach us.
Well, it's been a pleasure for me to learn more about those boats myself, and they are a lot of fun to sail. And I think you can actually do that in New Bedford as a result of these whaleboats being there. So yeah, we'll talk about the construction of these boats and their significance in Azorean history. Mm-hmm. And then, they're just beautiful boats. I really am excited about it.
Okay. So we'll be, let's repeat again, October 17th, New Bedford Whaling Museum. Reception begins at 6 p.m. Presentation by Bruce Halabeski will be at 6:30. The tickets can be purchased for $10 for Whaling Museum members and $15 for non-members. And like you already mentioned, we can find we can buy those tickets at www.whalingmuseum.org. org, and also all the information that what's going to happen about the event, or we can call 508-997-0046. Again, October 17th, Bruce Helibisky will be there, correct?
That sounds right.
Thank you so much, Bruce, and we will see you then.
Okay, great talking to you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. E foi assim a conversa com Bruce Helibisky, que estará no Museu da Baleia aqui em New Bedford, para falar sobre a herança do baleeiro açoriano e também da construção de barcos baleeiros, que ele também conhece bem de perto, porque fez parte de alguns deles. Não percam este evento no Museu da Baleia em New Bedford, outubro, no dia 17 de outubro. A começar às 6 da tarde, e a apresentação e a palestra por Bruce Helibisky will be às 6:30 da tarde. Os bilhetes custam $10 para membros do Museu da Baleia, ou então $15 para não-membros, e podem ir ao site do Museu da Baleia, www.whalingmuseum.org, e terão lá toda a informação.